our angels will be talking. There may be an interim expanse due to your command to cut the cord with me. Yet I open up my link to you, full throttle and wide. No more ever will I ask to be severed from the tie our Lord destined between you and I. I sought direct communion with the Lord, hoping our tie would be just between us three. Yet perchance blind I was, for perchance it is time for me to accept the aid our angels can embrace. I wait, Shiad, that you come to see. I understand your innocence and my own error of sin to fail to discern the truth in a timely fashion. Yet to your charge I was given to you, and you must see that nothing sacred is ever gained by illicit talk, unacknowledged to cause me a stumbling block. For there is no mercy in your lack of understanding. It is you I want to know how to care for me, most noble and decent and most high, with all integrity of understanding the complete truth. I aim to give complete recompense and compassion in all entirety, and I pray you come to know your error in thinking. You understood me completely in all pomp that gave rise to false understanding, where a wealth of errors of misunderstanding was led my way, where truth of my weakness became void of any aim of love I fought to give. Now is the time for you to learn. Now is the time for you to see what my angel will carry to thee. My heart will be in your hands, so that you may come to understand. I pray I not err by folly, for I know I have been blind and led astray so many times. I will stand and wait this time for your obedience to return to God. For I believe what God has put together, no man can put asunder. And if our Lord grants severance, I hope you will find that which ye yearn most spiritual, noble, and true, without the voice of arrogance and without the voice of pride. Yet I keep faith that not only am I charged to repent and atone, that you, my Lord and Master, will be granted the key to the wisdom of you and me, where into my heart you will finally see. Written between 1996 and 2003.